Hi, I'm Jo Marie Batista. I'm the CEO of La Gratitude Home for the Aged, Cottages Flats, and our 120 registered frail care facility here in Newcastle Central of KwaZulu-Natal. Around 20 to 5, I got a panic telephone call from one of our nurses here at La Gratitude, who was crying and saying that the water was coming through the floors, through the ceilings, through the roof, and that the old age home was suffering a major disaster, and I should please come. And at that stage, I was already at the Newcastle corner dropping off two of my guys that had worked at the house. And I went back to fetch them. I turned around because I'd already left them at the taxi rank, and I called them and I said, is there anybody else there? And they said to me, yes, they've got two of their friends. I said, bring them, I'm coming back. But the water was so bad, it was going, when I was driving, it was a meter and a half above my sides of my car. And as we were driving, I was just praying all the way to the old age home that I would make it here, because the water was so high, it was seeping into people's cars. It was absolutely horrific. And when I got to the old age home, the entire home was a river. Water everywhere. The ceilings have collapsed in some of the bedrooms. We've got a critical section was completely underwater. All the bedding was wet. And I made a huge appeal on our Crime Stop process there at on the internet, where we've got this crime group. And I appealed to the community to please come quickly, bring brooms and come and help us remove the water. Our old people were absolutely terrified. Our cottages are underwater. Our old age home has got serious damage. And everybody is under panic mode. At the moment, we're trying to try and fix what is broken. But unfortunately, you know, an old age home is never a priority. We're an NGO. And yes, the insurance companies are very good to us. I called them this morning and she said to me, let's see if we can together find somebody that can assist. But La Gratitude was 35 in the queue. And I said, look, we can't. You know, there's ceilings that have collapsed, there's lights that are draining water. We cannot put these old people at risk like this. And the roofs have collapsed. And that's the position that we're in at the moment. So none of our plugs are on at the moment, only the lights, because we're in fear of electrocution. So this is where we're at the moment. We're waiting for the contractors to arrive. They were terrified. We had to move them from some of the rooms and put them into drier areas. We had to double up in some of the rooms to move their beds from the rooms where the ceilings and the roof had completely collapsed. We had to move them out. Luckily, my staff were on the ball, and the minute they saw there was a problem and that the residents started to scream and get upset, and they rushed and they moved them immediately out. So our entire blue wing, one section was removed. And all the residents were out, but they were panicked. We had some of them had to go home and call their children. They were under emotional stress. I think this instilled so much fear in them. And it is probably the worst storm we've ever had here in Newcastle. If you see what our roofs and things look like from the hail, I just looked at my car and coming here, and I haven't even had a chance to look and see what the hail has done to that. But it was huge. It was about 30 centimeters and higher deep. And the aftermath of that is still seen here at the facility this morning. I've got plenty of pictures to show just how bad it was, that the hail is still here. And when you stand on it, it's solid, like a solid ice block. I can actually walk on it without moving the ice. That's how solid it is. So you can imagine that weight on a IBR or a chromodeck roof. It is very, very, very bad. I was so terrified that we wouldn't be able to get the residents out in time before the ceiling started to collapse, because the fear and the trauma that my staff and my residents had to endure, I wouldn't give that to my worst enemy. It was absolutely horrendous, and I don't think people understand the magnitude of the fear and the trauma that these poor residents, and I need to add, these are frail residents. These are residents that need 24-hour assistance that can barely walk. We've got 48 bedridden residents. So it's not even people that are able and are mobile to help themselves. We have to do that help. But the fear and that the community of Newcastle was, as usual, with a disaster strike. They are absolutely incredible. And the emotions are high. I'm just glad everybody is safe, because that was our biggest fear, that it will get better. And with God's grace, the gratitude is still standing. So we will persevere, and I know the community, as usual, will come forward and assist us where we need help. I didn't sleep last night. I didn't close an eye. We left here late after 9, but I was trying to get contractors to come and help, and they said, no, we've already got people calling us. We're going to put you, you're number 27, and this morning I was already number 35 because we're not a priority. But we've got a fantastic insurance company, Aon, that always goes the extra mile for the organization. So we're so grateful to them and, of course, to the community for standing by this organization, because without them, we wouldn't exist. We need the support from the community, and they've always stood by us. So, yes, it's not just the gratitude. I think all these people in Newcastle are reeling from this disaster. And my heart goes out to all of those homeless that are sleeping under the bridge. So it's not just the old age home, but the devastation of our town. It's just indescribable. It was really, really, really bad. But the sun has come out today, and we're hoping it's going to dry up. But the weather said at 11 o'clock there's another storm, but I'm hoping God has answered our prayers and opens up everything, because we really need to dry up now and carry on with business, because after all, we take care of the most frail in the Northern Natal district. So it's very important that we bring the residents back to normality so we can try and curb this. Sugar spikes, diabetic spikes, all that type of thing. So it's really, really devastating, the condition of our facility. Okay, all our flooring in the home itself was underwater. So all your laminated flooring, your cupboards, your built-in cupboards in all the bedrooms, your mattresses, your linen, everything is soaked. Your ceilings have collapsed. The inside of the some of the rooms, the water was coming through like a waterfall through the light fittings. To experience this, you know, when you compare yourself to an earthquake or a tornado, this is water. And to understand the devastation that we've got, the water was coming through the ceilings. It was coming through the light fittings, which is above the bed. So the beds were soaked. The residents were soaked. The outside canopies and that collapsed that were, you know, going out from their bedrooms onto the patios have collapsed. The underfloor heating and the laminated flooring in the halls is all lifted. So you have got damage from A to Z. There isn't a place in this old age home that has not been touched by the devastation of this water and the magnitude of the hail that we've received here. And I think that the claim is going to be in the millions, because it is really bad. We've got cottages that are attached to us that belong to the gratitude as well. There was 5 or 6 of them completely underwater. I was there this morning. I've got residents in absolute tears, crying from last night, calling me in all hours of the evening, telling me that they're underwater. We had a community that came out and said, we've got 19 beds available for you at our guest house. Can we come and fetch them? So we're very thankful to them. They came and fetched some of our residents that were very traumatized over the whole thing from our cottages. They've housed them, they've fed them, and they're actually now still in the guest houses at the moment. So it gives the gratitude an opportunity to go and see the devastation and the damage that was caused through this. But it's far greater than what I can explain. But if you hear, you will actually visualize the trauma and the drought disaster that we've now faced overnight. Okay, well, we've got a lot of people that have called in and have offered assistance. They said, what do we need? We've requested blankets and things, because we've had to use all the blankets that we had in stock. We've had to use to stop the water. So our blankets are basically ruined because it's mud and water and everything that's gone through. We're never going to get them clean. So we need blankets. We need brooms, because our stuff just hasn't lasted with the amount of storm and the amount of volunteers that came through. There is so many things that we need. We need linen. We need blankets. Food and things we're okay with, but obviously all the damages that are here, we've got to see what the insurance will cover and what it won't cover. But we're praying that it'll cover everything. So that's where we're at this stage.